Marianne.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sangeeta.
Good morning.
Both of you are coming from New Creation, from special school, the Montessori school?
Yeah, for Free Progress Montessori School.
What kind of school is that?
Okay, it's a very, very small project. This project started before 1.5 years with the dream to try to build in Auroville a Montessori school. And we start to prepare a small classroom for the kids and also to bring the Montessori material there. Some of material is made by people in Auroville and other is coming from other places. And after that, everything was quiet ready, we start to prepare some teachers with the Montessori philosophy.
How many children do go to that school?
We have 35 in kindergarten. And crèche, we have one more, like 1.5 to 3. It's around 60. Mm-hmm. Like maximum, there'll be present 50 children.
Those are small children, yeah?
Yeah, 1.5 to 3. In kindergarten, they're from 3 to 6. There we have 35.
35. And after when they finish here, they go to IKM school?
Yeah, if they have place, they can join in IKM. They can start their primary in any school.
Which children are going to this Montessori pre-creche and kindergarten?
The children from the village surrounded. They're coming from village. Mm-hmm. And in kindergarten, we have half kids from boarding, Andres boarding, half from the village.
Why you decided to start Montessori school? Why is so special? What is different?
Okay, I am a trainee in a Montessori, so it's what I know. It's what I live for all my life until when I was 2 years old. So when I came to live in Auroville, was the project going there. So was attractive for me, and I think for me, what is my inspiration. I really feel Montessori philosophy and mother philosophy are so close. So I think it's a way to work what the mother said with some beautiful tools. And I think for these kids from village, it's really interesting.
Can you describe me shortly about Maria Montessori? She was a doctor and a teacher, yeah?
She was from Italia, and she's the first woman doctor in Italy from the Roma University. So can you imagine what kind of person it is with a very, very strong will? And so she started to work with the kids from the mental hospital with a very, very good answer. After that, she decided to take kids from, you can say also from village, from small town with a very bad reputation in Italia. So in that experience, she had a very, very successful answer for them. And it's how she started to build her method. So the most important thing what I can mention is she wrote a lot about the peace. And I think the base of the method or what she really, or the goal of the method we can say is a human in a peace.
How in practice, how this method looks like?
So what is the difference is we have mixed ages. So we divide, in the case of crèche, we call needle. So what we try to do is to continue the natural life. I mean, what the children need in the beginning of their life. To try to be close what home could be. And in the kindergarten, we have what we call children house. It's 3 to 6 years old. And the kids are mixed in the classroom. So everybody have the possibility to choose the work and they follow their own interest. It's no particular class what the teacher prepared. If it's a lot of material in the classroom. And the kids choose what they want to do.
You went through the IKM school by yourself. You see any differences between that method and the other methods?
Here they have a lot of material.
What kind of material?
Like for some sensorial materials we have. We have like in kindergarten we divide into 5 areas. One we call like practical area, practical life. They have more works there. They can do pouring and classifying. These are for eye, hand, and brain coordination. So they practice this work in practical life. And the second one is the sensorial area. So the material will be like more to touch, to feel, and they can work and they can learn many things in that. And one more is like mathematics. Mathematics and language, and other is cultural. So we have 5 areas. The children can choose any area and they can build up. They can learn more in with material, with the help of material, they can learn more.
Mm. And what the teacher do?
The teachers, they'll guide the children how to work the material. And if they need some help, we'll help them.
Mm. And which is the area the children like the most? Or they choose the most?
They work in all the areas. For my feeling, they like more the practical life and sensorial because they're too small, no? Like 3 to 6. So they love this both areas. Yeah. And they have one more area also, the blocks area for the construction. This also they love. They have the kitchen, they have separate places. So they love that place also.
Well, what is your observation? What they prefer?
What I think they prefer... I think every child have their own needs, and it's no forever. You know, some child sometimes is interested for be in the play area. Sometimes is interested for ride, and it's. I cannot say. Oh, the kids love this. Oh, this don't like it. I think depend of the time of the each child and the interest.
Que si no te quita el ramo de flores, llámale a la justicia que te aprisione con las cadenas de mi amor.
You've been teaching in, where are you from actually?
I am a Mexican.
Did you use?
Yeah.
This system before in Mexico?
Yes, of course.
Mm-hmm. In pre-crèche or school? Or?
I work most in primary and kindergarten. I never work in the, we can say, crèche, what I told you we call needle. I never work there. Yeah, but only here.
The experiences in Mexico and here, are they different or how you can compare them?
Yeah, it's different. It's really different, and start from normally the Montessori schools in my country is made for we can say to rich children, and particularly this school is made for children from village. So start from them, I can tell the experience is completely different. We are working with in a very particular condition, so. We don't have a lot of material. We don't have a lot of beautiful. We don't have a big environment. What can be in any school in other part of the world? So I think this is one of the big difference.
You work as a teacher before that Montessori school?
No, this is the first time I'm working with her. Like since 1.5 years, I'm with her. Mm. Before I worked in the crèche. So I don't have any knowledge about the Montessori. Now I learned with her the Montessori method.
But you see the difference between the normal crèche and Montessori crèche?
It's a lot. We can say there are many differences. So the children, we give more possibility with the material to explore. Mm. So the normal, like we do the normal crèche will be like painting, like singing. So here we'll have all kind of materials. The children can explore and they can do. And they can satisfy their needs.
And the children are more happy in Montessori?
Yeah.
No, about what I say there, but when you say that they are happy, what I can say is the kids have some challenge, and I think every human needs a challenge in the life.
You mean Montessori?
Yeah. I don't want to say learn as an intellectual concept. It's a learn for for the life. We can say we have. Sangeeta was talking about, for example, practical life. When we have exercise, where the kids can pour water in a glass and make them independent. One of the important things in Montessori is to help the child to be independent. Maria Montessori said, teach me to do by myself. It's one of the main goals what the teacher need to follow when he's working in a class.
So that is the parallel with the integral education?
This can be one of similar things between. Also, discipline and concentration. I think for Montessori, the concentration is very important. And all the material, it's... maybe I cannot say material. We can talk about the environment is great to stimulate the concentration of the kids, to build their independence and make them responsible. And I think this is the base of the real freedom.
When they work, they choose the material. They decide what they need to do. Mm-hmm. So they'll choose the material. When they finish their work, they need to put back the material in the same place. Mm-hmm. So this is the one kind of responsibility for child, no?
Yeah, sure.
So we can say. So this thing is the learning. Mm-hmm. So we can say this is an example for the responsibility of a child.
Are you planning to go even further than needle and kindergarten?
By the moment, we want to make the needle and the kindergarten strong, and after we will think about it, because we have a very, very small place and the building are really small, so we don't have, big possibilities, but I hope in the future we can have a beautiful Montessori school in our village. We are now more stable, and we need people can come and support. We have some areas, for example, in the health of the kids. As a kids from village, sometimes we need to face health difficulties, so we want one person can have the energy to come and check them and support us in that way. Other is for snack, to try to find a good quality of snack for the kids in a low cost, and also to bring them to the school. The teachers are, as you know, and we also comment, more of them are no training teachers, so we need to improve in the knowledge. So we need the people who will be interesting to come and share activities like music, dance, art. This is the three big needs from the school. Yeah.
How many teachers are now in the school?
In kindergarten, we have four.
Yeah.
Two main teachers and two will be the assistants. And in creche, we have seven. One.
Yeah.
Seven teachers in crush for six teachers.
So it's 11 teachers?
11.
Satya.
Yeah,
Satya is working with the big kids and Tamil area. So, and so some volunteers, permanent volunteers.
12 to 15?
Around 15 people.
12 to 15.
And how many of them are trained besides you?
The main Sangeeta is when the person will start to work, and the other 11 are in the process of learning.
They are learning,
yeah.
And they are rebellions or volunteers or what?
We have our rebellions, so we hope soon somebody can join with us. We have women from village.
All from the village.
There are some others of the children?
Yeah, even my daughter is in the kindergarten. Yeah, she is going to leave. Not much, only like we can say only one teacher. Other than all, they don't have the children in the school. Porque si no te quita ramo de flores, llámate a la justicia que te aprisione. Las cadenas de mi amor. 150 reales.
end of the school year, you prepare something with the children for the community to share?
We prepare a small presentation of the work of the kids, 21 of April, around 11. So the kids will make a small presentation of the daily work.
That's on Saturday, the 21st of April, next week.
We'll do small singing, that's all, with the kindergarten children. We are the now starting project now, so we have little. In future, we'll do big project for the community. I hope.
So you see that program, the Montessori, beneficial for the children from the village, especially the children who the orphans who doesn't have parents?
Yeah, it helps. It's very much, how can we say, like they're more interested with the material. It helps a lot for them. They enjoy. Yeah.
Because Maria was also working with the disabled children in the beginning, yeah? That's why
In the beginning, she's, as I say before, she took kids from a mental hospital and started to work with them. And with a very, very good answer. And after, she started to take a group of kids from one small area from... I don't know if it was in Roma, but it's San Lorenzo. It's the first Montessori, the first children house in Italy. It's in San Lorenzo.
When did you come to Orioli?
For live here is now 2 years, and my first time before 5 years.
You came 5 years ago.
Yeah.
You also got two children of your own, yeah?
I have three.
And they are visiting Auroville schools?
One of them is with me, and two of them are going to Tipanam and kindergarten. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the integral education?
I think it's beautiful, it's great. And I can say Montessori is a tool for really work with integral education. So I hope... the community can look this. I know it's a very, very small project in Auroville, and it's in the beginning. It's a baby project, but I hope some school in Auroville can come and look what we are doing, because it's a beautiful way to work with integral education, as what I understand from integral education.
To use Montessori aspect as a tool, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Can a beautiful tool. And when I talk, I am talking about discipline and responsibility. I'm not talking about how normally this strong way about it. I think when we are able to give the right answer in the life, this is the real freedom, not to do whatever I want for with everyone. I think the real freedom is coming when I really, without to depend of others, I can give the right answer in my life. And of course, when you start to work in that way, when you are a very, very small child, and when we understand the base of the life is coming when we are between 0 to 7, the big seeds is the time to put in the earth. After what we do, not going to make a big change in our life. So when I say about responsibility, when I'm talk about discipline, it's a moment to build. But in the real meaning, we need to go to understand the real meaning. And I think mother is very simple. When mother talk about discipline, when mother talk about responsibility, what freedom is, she said in a very simple way. I think also Montessori is more complicated when she talk about it. But mother is so simple. And Montessori, it's a beautiful tool. So I think they are together. Auroville have a big, big possibility to work with integral education, but to really understand deeply what they mean.
Mm. What brought you to Auroville?
I think my soul. Of course, as be educated in a different system, I always dream for a place when we can live according with our soul needs, and I dream to offer that for my own kids. So when I know it about Auroville, I say, oh, this is the place where I was looking all my life. So that's why I came my first time with my three kids and my sister. And I was so happy. I cannot say happy. I cannot find a word to tell what I was feeling inside my heart. And I really felt I want to come back. And for any other reason, something so changed, and now was a possibility. But before 2 years, I came to really be here, and with all my energy to work in what I believe. I am the process. I'm a newcomer process.
And you've been born and raised in Kulapalem?
Yeah, I'm in Kulapalem. My childhood, I studied in New Christian School. After that, I joined in after school. Like in middle also, I went over the way, so I have the chances to go all the schools a little bit. So,
I think that, or you feel maybe that the children in from the villages, the Chavanadi Kulapalem, Sanjeevi Nagar, Alan Kupan, they can benefit from Auroville?
Yeah.
They can. Oh, which school you? If there won't be no Auroville, which school you would go?
The village school. I don't think so. They'll get more what Auroville is giving for the children. I don't think they're going to get the same thing from the village school. So I think Auroville is helping a lot in this way. So the children are more benefits.
So see you both on 21st. Yeah. What time? 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 9 o'clock.
Okay. Can you explain me how to get there? I mean, if I go in New Creation,
you come. You know the place New Creation, no? Mm. When you enter inside, this will be the IKEM school. You take the right side, and we have the building there. So the teachers will be there, and straight away we have the music room. So we are going to put all the things inside the music room.
Just behind the gate.
Inside the gate, when you enter into the New Creation,
opposite of
IKEM school.
Before the swimming pool.
No, you need to go a little bit more. The classrooms are near to the swimming pool.
Before or after?
After swimming pool. Okay. So the place where we are going to put all the exhibition will be in the music room. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit far. Not much. Near to the library.
So see you there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.